you know, the pastor's message this morning is, what's the official title? A Birth in a Grave. So a song we thought we would do is one by Don Francisco from He's Alive. And this song's been sung by a number of different people. Don actually wrote it. But when Don was looking to write this song, he was trying to write this from a Doubting Thomas perspective, trying to move from doubt to faith. And as he says, he wasn't getting anywhere with it. So he changed this. So it's written more from Peter's perspective. Peter denied Jesus 3 times. And remember in Acts when Jesus came back after his resurrection, Jesus gave Peter the opportunity 3 times. Because he said, Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know I love you. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, I love you. He gave him 3 times to redeem himself with that. But yes, think about this. Peter denies Christ, his best friend, right? That's a pretty safe assumption. Peter denies his best friend, and then he watched him be crucified. And not only that, one of the times that Peter denied it, you read through the Gospels, one of the times when Peter denied, Jesus looked at him. Can you imagine that? That level of denial. So watch what Don Francisco does with this as we carry this through. He's alive.
The gates and door to bar and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound. Half in hopeless sorrow and half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. Just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gates began to rattle, and a voice began to call. I hurried to the window and looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. There was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me, she told us where she'd been. She said they moved him in the night, and none of us knows where. Stone's been rolled away, now his body isn't there. We both ran toward the garden, then John ran on ahead. We found the stone at the empty tomb, just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheet they wrapped him in was just an empty shell. And how or where they'd taken him was more than I could tell. Well, something strange had happened there, just what I did not know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, cause I'd seen them crucify him, then I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. Even if he was alive, it wouldn't be the same. But suddenly the air was filled with strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide, and I fell down on my knees, clung to him and he raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.